Today we're going to review Shabbos Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara, continuing the discussion from yesterday, discusses why a bell whose clapper is removed, according to the Braisa, is still Tame, can still retain its Tuma. So yesterday we learned Abaye's opinion, and Rava rejected the opinion of Abaye. Today we have two additional opinions. Amar Rava, Hoel V'roi La'kisho Al Gabe Cheres. The bell hasn't lost its complete functionality. It can still make noise, since it can still be used in a semblance of its original function as a noisemaker by banging it on pottery. It retains its tuma status because it can still do what it was originally supposed to do. It would lose the tuma status if it were no longer usable as a noisemaker, even if it were still usable for some other purpose. The only way to retain its tuma status is if it's still usable for its original purpose. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Hol V'Roi Legami Bomayim Latinok. Rabbi Yochanan says that even though it can no longer fulfill its original purpose, since it has some form of functionality, nothing to do with noisemaking, its original function, it still retains its tuma status. The Gemara goes on to prove that Rabbi Yochanan actually holds by me'ein malacha rishona, that for a kli to lose its original tuma status, it only has to be unusable for some semblance of its original purpose, but not completely unusable. And that's evident in his comments about an overturned box losing the tuma's midrash status, and his comments about a metal animal shoe losing its tuma status. We're not going to get into the details right now, but in light of this, we have to switch the authorship of the two opinions we just mentioned, Rava and Rabbi Yochanan. It's in fact Rava who holds lo bi'inon me'ein Malach Rishona, and Rabbi Yochanan who holds Be'inan Me'ein Malach Rishona. The Gemara records three opinions as to why Sandal Shel Behema Shel Mateches Tamei, a metal animal shoe, is susceptible to Tumah. Amar Rav, Roy Lishtosma Mayim B'Melchama. It can still be used to fill with drinking water, but obviously this reason would only apply if it is clean. V'Rabbi Chanina Amar, Roy Lasuch Bo Shemen B'Melchama. It can be used to anoint oil during the war, which would be true even if the shoe were dirty, and regardless of how much it weighs. V'Rabbi Yochanan Amar, B'Shasha Bo Reach Min Hakerev Manicho B'Raglov. When a person is fleeing from the battle, a person might put them on his feet to protect his feet, assuming obviously that the shoes were lightweight. This would not apply if the shoes were very heavy. The Gemara goes on to discuss three types of decorative jewelry that women would wear and whether they may be worn outside on Shabbos. First, ear shel zahav, a golden ornament with a design of Yerushalayim on it. There are three opinions whether it can be worn. Lo teitze yisha b'ir shel zav im yotza chayv chatas divrei Meir. Remeir holds it's a violation of a malacha d'oraisa to wear it, since it's considered a maso, it's considered a burden, and it's carrying. The Chum momrim lo teitze v'im yotza p'tura. The Chum say she's not allowed to go out with it, but wouldn't have to bring a carbon chatas if she did, since it's only an issa midrabanan out of a concern that she may remove it, show it off to her friends. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yotze Yishabir Shalzav L'Chadchila. Rabbi Lezer holds it's completely mutter to wear, since only wealthy women can afford to wear it, and a wealthy woman doesn't remove her jewelry in public to show off to her friends. Kalila is the second type of jewelry that we speak about, a forehead type of ornament. Rav Asar Shmuel Shari. Rav says she's not allowed to wear it on Shabbos in public. Shmuel says she can wear it on Shabbos in public. Two opinions, whether the Machlokas is only about a Kalila made of fabric, but all would agree that a Kalila made of precious metal is Asur, or maybe the Machlokas is about a Kalila made of precious metal, and all would agree that a Kalila made of fabric is Mutter. So in the context of the discussion of a Kalila, the Gemara tells us that Omrule Larav Asa Gavra Rabba Arichalin Hardah, Umitla, Vidarish Kalila Shari. They told Rav the following report. There's a tall, limping person who arrived from Narda and is teaching that a Kalila is allowed to be worn. From that information alone, Rav was able to deduce that Rabbi Ephes had died, leaving Rabbi Chanina to be the Rosh Yeshiva in Narda, with the position, Rosh Yeshiva, and Levi therefore didn't have a Chavrusa, and this was Levi who had arrived. The Gemara highlights the difference between the affluence of Mechuzah and the relative non-affluence of Narda by the number of Kalilos that could be found in each city after permissive Pesachim were issued about Kalilos in each town. The Gemara then tells us about the third type of jewelry, Amar Vidam Rav Shmuel, Kamra Shari, a special belt made of either fabric and precious stones, or of a hammered precious metal, is mutter to wear on Shabbos. And the daf concludes by identifying a few more types of ornaments and beginning a discussion of signet rings that's going to take us well into tomorrow's daf. So that is the Chazar of Shabbos, daf Nuntes.